Hello friends and welcome to Fey Earth, a magical world set in an alternate 19th century Earth, where every creature from folklore and fairy tale is real, have always been real, and lived alongside humanity. Join our adventurers as they explore a world of arcane mysteries and danger, where the new scientific and industrial age collides with an ancient world of fairy and magic.
So, when last we left our heroes, the party having tracked down a village idiot, or at least that's what they would certainly call him, a farmer who, having captured a fairy a few days previously, was granted a wish, one of the most dangerous things you can get from a fae. Given the ability to breathe underwater and a ring of invisibility, he had travelled about 60-70 kilometres away to a river where he was told he would find a great treasure. He found it, he stole it, and the fae that he'd stolen it from have appeared very pissed off. So, he is now in custody in the cells of the gendarme. The gold that he had taken is in the mayor's safe, with the amount that he had spent in the inn the previous night being replaced from the town finances. And the party had just been walking back towards the inn, being accompanied by this stranger, this traveller that they had met, who had also gone to track down the farmer, a man going by the name, saying his name is just Tito, a not uncommon name in France, Tito. And the party was walking along, travelling to the inn, when all of a sudden, Gwyn vanished before their very eyes.
So Mina's like, what happened? Where? What? Because I've been just talking to her.
She knew that I believed that might have been what the ring does. Gwyn, are you there?
You just hear Gwyn go, I'm invisible.
Weird.
So this, by the way, Aminata is with you at all. Obviously, Tendai's not with her; she's unwell. But Aminata is there, and she's pissed because she clearly wants the party rogue wants to be able to turn invisible. You know.
So Mina's just kind of doing this, where like Gwyn.
Can I see myself?
So, yes.
Do I know I'm invisible?
When you look at your hand, you can see yourself, but it's a weird, kind of slightly shimmery kind of...
I'm going to ask exactly the same question. Can you see yourself?
I reiterate.
Yes.
Shimmery
light. How weird would it be if you couldn't see yourself?
Like, I shudder to think at the chaos that you could cause with this.
The possibilities endless.
I hope that we can trust you.
Sylvia!
Aminata is going to point out that, respectfully, Gwyn, I would have far greater uses for this item than you.
That's true. I just want to have my phone first. Maybe we could go and torment Dubois.
I would rather not, because he is quite full of vigor. He may be stronger. He may be able to see you now. He may be able to smell you if he is becoming like a wolf.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Good point.
As you're saying,
but it would make it easier to kill him.
As you're saying,
right?
The guy traveling along beside you, this Monsieur Tito says, becoming a wolf, trying to kill
him. Well, yeah. So he was bitten by a lobo. But we have some time before the next full moon, and I intend to become strong enough to remove the curse.
Oh, so you are a priestess, a mystic, yes?
No, I am a druid.
When you say that, there is... Hold on, I just want to look something up.
Sylvia doesn't look like a druid.
No, you don't.
She's not like wearing robes or carrying a staff, so she's like, yeah, I'm a druid.
give me an awareness roll, Sylvia, will you?
But you need to make an awareness roll.
Oh,
weird.
That was like a 6, so.
Do you want to use your inspiration die?
That would bring it up to a 14. No, because, oh, fuck it, okay, fine. I feel like it's such a waste. Oh, yeah, I rolled. Oh, wait, no, well, it banged against another dice.
Oh, so. It has to be flat.
Okay, well, that was a 6, so that's now only a 12, but, you know, still shit. So.
When you say that, when you say you are a druid, there is the very briefest kind of, there's a flicker, a shift in his face, He's like, the guy is not like some automaton, completely devoid of
experience. Yeah.
But he hasn't been giving away a lot. It's like the most expression you've seen in this man's face when you say that you're a druid. There's just a slight flicker to his face, and he like takes a slight like a half step back from you for a moment, and then he catches himself and he continues on.
Have you met many druids before?
Wait, I have, yes, in my travels.
I wasn't in an order, so I'm probably not like those druids. I was trained by a Mosloita.
So you hope to learn the spell to remove curses, yes?
Yeah, exactly. I need to learn it anyway to free a man who has been turned into a wooden statue.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. A what?
A marionette.
Oh, he was turned into a statue by an elf. So, I'm not doing what I can for him in the meantime. I have given him a nice spot in her room by the window because I don't know if he is a bear. And I don't want to think about it too much. But I do hope to free him. So I am trying to...
Wind creeps up to your ear and goes, don't forget the animals.
And also the animals, yeah. But I think the animals will... probably die after I freeze them. You know this, right?
Well, listen, we don't know.
Better that than potentially being trapped forever.
So you do know that when Moraine made the wand originally for her sister when she was a
young... It was for her pets.
It was literally to turn pets that were really old and close to death into little wooden toys so that they would never die. So you are assuming that if you do change these wooden animal miniatures back into their true form,
they'll die.
Probably really old and close to death anyway.
Yeah. Oh, they're babies.
This is...
Gwyn is just skipping around the party throwing fireballs to the ground.
Oh, God.
This is so strange.
This is so funny.
Are you for sure.
Absolutely. Just with my cantrip, you know, like not like full on fireball.
This is so weird. Out of thin air.
This is so much fun.
The arcane flint cantrip is literally just like...
To set something on fire.
From a steel and
flint.
That's fine. It's
sending sparks into the air.
Okay. So you are seeing... So what you are all seeing is these random sparks, the likes of which that you would get when you strike a steel and flint together, but they're like torrents of sparks appearing in the air out of nowhere.
Along with manic laughter every so often.
Yes. I look at Sylvia and I'm like, this is so weird. Out of thin air, this is like... It looks so freaky.
Vince, please stop. Please.
Listen, Aminata can have it when we get back to the inn, but in the meantime, I'm having my fun.
Could you please just stop the sparks, please?
Fine.
Before we give it to anyone, we should have that identified. Wasn't Justine able to do that?
In theory, yeah, you have never gotten her to cast detect magic on any of the enchanted items that you
have,
including the pendant that Gwyn was
pendant, but by
the witches in the Bay Room that you still do not actually know what it does. The oil that you found that you still do not know what it does.
I'm just saying, before we give this gift from a fairy to somebody else with potential, like, you know, side effects, we should know exactly what it really does.
Well, okay. Well, yes, the party sorcerer could use detect magic to identify what these enchanted items do, but she is currently, you assume, on a train somewhere to Belgium with her brother. Yes. Yeah. Although Gwyn...
But I'm just throwing it out there, you know, in case of consequences.
So Gwyn, don't forget, you have learned a spell, Moonlit Script, so you can send a message to her. It's not a very long message, okay? I think it's only like your magic score plus your level. The length of the message is a number of words equal to the caster's level plus intellect resolve or charm, sorry.
It's so, like the bird app.
Yes, so
for a hiker,
pretty much.
Though your resolve is like, you got a resolve of 3, don't you? Yeah, so
I think so.
Yeah, so if you wish, so you can send a message up to a short message up to 9 words.
Okay,
Yeah, cool. But you know, it's like, it does, she, it's not like an arcanogram.
She can't respond. She can, yeah.
Oh, well, you don't.
Unless she has the same
spell. Unless.
She has a spell, or if she has a messenger pet. Essentially, enchanted with the same kind of magic as the Moonlit Script spell, but the ink is enchanted. So when you write, while thinking of the recipient, the words appear in front of them, just like in the Moonlit Script spell. And the issue is more how much ink have you got, really? You know, the range on a messenger pen is like
they. I told you.
It's like 50 kilometers.
We need to find an artificer for one of you guys to fuck.
Don't look at me.
Okay, right, well.
So. Yeah, don't look at Sylvia.
So you guys...
I will volunteer.
Yeah, can you, can you screw someone useful for a change?
So, yeah, you go back to the inn, and Tito excuses himself. He says, do not worry, I will be back in the morning if you, just in case you need some help with these fae and this. But I will bid you all adieu for now. And Gwyn, do you take the ring off?
Yes. When we get in, I take the ring off very reluctantly, put it on the table. That was amazing.
I am sure that it was. It's just the sparks were not.
Okay, who's, someone else have a go. Someone else have a go. I want to see what it looks like.
Amanada reaches for the ring, excitedly puts it on, and vanishes in front of
him. I don't know if I like this. It's so good. I don't really like this a lot. You know?
Nina, this really is so useful. This is so useful.
Yeah, but like maybe there is. What if you disappear completely over time?
I don't think the enchantment is like that.
I don't know. Maybe there are some side effects. I mean, like, you know what things are like, you know?
So there are many fairy tale stories of magical rings that could turn the wearers invisible. And in most of the stories that you know of, they don't tend to be cursed and make the person, like, turn into a ghost or whatever, so.
Like, you know, I heard this one story. It's very, very old, and it's about this really kind of weird kind of devil figure that has like made different rings, and it's given them to different races.
Can we please not get sued? That would be awesome.
That sounds familiar.
Let's not.
So,
and that ring was totally evil.
Was it the ring or was it the user of the ring?
Maker. Totally correct. If you have nothing else to do, plan for the day, we can skip ahead and jump to the next day.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Oh, in the evening, though, like, I go to Sylvia and say, like, you don't have to, you can stay in the inn. You don't have to come with us tomorrow.
I will go. It's fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I know. I'm fine. I just you never know what might happen.
You were kind of. I know, and I mean personally, I feel better, but I wouldn't blame you because you know me. You seem to have like tapped out there for a moment. You know, I'm not saying anything, like, but you know, you can stay if you prefer.
No, I'm fine.
Like, nobody would judge you, like, you know.
I would judge myself, but no. I'm fine.
Of course, everybody else. Oh no, that's totally perfectly fine. Myself. Oh no, I'm a complete failure.
Relatable.
It's that Prussian stoicism.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really just another way of saying emotional repression and really messed up, you know, psychology, really, you know. So
that we all are.
I think I'm going to take Gwyn is going to take Mina aside at some point in the evening and say I'm going to stay behind with Sylvia, or like, you know, I'll hang with Sylvia, whatever she decides to do. Keep an eye on her.
Cool. Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be
that awesome. Was weird.
Bro, yeah. Sylvia is going to insist on going. She's fine.
Fine. Totally fine. Everything's
fine.
I'm just saying, fine. Like, do not underestimate the German stubbornness. Like, you know.
Oh, Sylvia's not alive.
They're really weird, strong. Like, those people.
She's alive because like, she's that fucking stubborn. She's not, like, strong. She's just, you know, stubborn.
So, you have some drinks, you have some dinner. Monsieur Tito, yep. He's sitting in the corner on his own. Once or twice when you glance over to him, he will raise a glass to you and nods his head in acknowledgement of you, but he doesn't come over to you. Now, if any of you wish to come over to talk to him, by all means you can, but he
is
going to go over to you to try to initiate a conversation.
Because he's such an interesting conversationalist, like, I think I'll leave it.
Gwyn is no interest.
As we're going to bed, Sylvia is going to, like, say... Thank you for your help today, and we will see you tomorrow.
Oh, please, I did nothing. And I'm sure if I was not there, you would have dealt with the matter very quickly and easily yourself. I have been hearing tales all day of the exploits of your group.
I think if you had not been here, we would have dealt with the situation. She's going to glance back at Gwyn, but it would have involved a lot more fire, I think. I prefer your way.
Some would say fire can cleanse, and others would embrace its destruction.
Okay, I like him a bit more now.
Sylvia is going to just be like, okay, I'm fucking getting away from you, you absolute nutcup. Yeah,
is giving off, you're not sure if it's kind of like seriously contemplative and philosophical or deeply depressed vibes. You're not sure which.
Sylvia is...
They're not mutually exclusive.
As soon as he says that, Sylvia is very much taking a step back and just getting the fuck away from him because that is just a bit much.
Mm-hmm. Wayne kind of raises a glass at the other side of the bar. Finally, somebody understands.
Finally. So, oh, man. What have I
got? Oh, swear to God.
Oh, I can't deal with this in my bed. No jobs. Absolutely no jobs. A lot of
Yeah, okay, right. So, you go to bed. You are not disturbed in any way. The next morning you get up. Mina, you go to mass?
Yep.
You go to mass?
Should we go to mass? No.
Hell no.
The town priest gives a brief sermon on...
importance not to steal.
On that's exactly it, on thievery being a terrible sin, and that thieves, you know, and he going on about how, you know, when the Lord and Savior was crucified, it was thieves that were crucified beside him, and this, and like really laying it in thick and heavy. Don't steal shit from people. Seriously, that's how we avoid bad things happening, you know? It's kind of like...
While all this is happening, though, Sylvia
Mina's like,
she doesn't know if Piotr is in there. She's just, like, updating him on everything that's happened, telling him what we're going to do today.
Do you know what? I'm sure he appreciates it. If he isn't, so what?
I
would like to counteract the religiosity by going, being a big heathen and going out into the woods and foraging for poisons, please.
Okay.
But that's our place. I thought we were going to the...
How long is a mass?
It's standard, like...
40 minutes, is it not?
50 minutes. I don't know. I can't remember how long a Latin mass was. I think they were slightly longer. They were closer to the hour, I believe.
Yeah,
maybe a little bit over an hour, but it's an hour and a half to the Tronquay Forest and back. So
yeah.
Well, so you weren't.
Plus, they're coming as well. Like, you know, just wait till after, maybe.
The Fae didn't say exactly what time they would be back, but you're assuming it'll be sometime around noon, midday.
Okay.
You know, that's when people. Who are being dramatic things.
I knew.
This is like early in the morning.
Yeah. I
And I'm not going to lie, Gwyn also kind of wants to walk past the Castellion's place and just see.
Okay, so Gwyn gets
up. She's not back.
Actually, Sylvia might go with you just for foraging, but Sylvia's following foraging for healing plants.
If you two want to get up early and head to the Truncate Forest for foraging, absolutely.
Oh yeah, are you guys getting up with me? And I'm like, oh, are you coming to Mass as well today?
Mina, hell no. Hell no. You know better than to ask us that. Why don't you come with us?
No, what if suffice?
To the original cathedral of...
One day. So, yeah, but I can appreciate that. There's many ways to God. Yes, I know.
I have a very serious question for Gwyn.
Yes.
As you and Sylvia are walking, just the two of you now, to the Truncate Forest, do you talk to her? Do you ask her anything? Do you say anything?
So Gwyn thought what happened with Sylvia when she saw those dragons was really weird and unusual, because again, we're in a time where PTSD is not a known thing. And also Gwyn is in this weird predicament where, even though Sylvia explained at dinner that day with the Lady of the Forest that she saw dragons during the battle, Gwyn is like, dragons aren't real. They're a thing of the past. Like, hell no, you did not see a real big proper original dragon, you know. So at least part of her is explaining it away. Now, that might not be the ultimate truth, but she's like rationalizing it by saying, no, like, it was something else, a machine. It was artillery. So initially I think she'd be doing everything she could to avoid talking about what happened to Sylvia, but yeah, I think eventually she would ask. She would just ask Sylvia, are you okay? So what happened yesterday was really strange. You froze, and I've never seen you do something like that before. And we faced werewolves. Like,
yeah, but a werewolf is not the same thing, you know? Well, I am sorry for that, and... I don't normally freeze.
I know, that's why it was weird. You just looked like you were somewhere else, and it was scary because physically you weren't. You were right there.
I suppose I was. I don't remember. I remember seeing them there, and then I think I do remember talking to you, and then we were in the inn. I don't really remember what happened.
You froze. It was really weird. And I tried to kind of grab you and shake you out of it, and you cast bark skin. It was really strange. But as long as you're okay, I mean, it just was a strange reaction. And I know what you said before. Well, we were having dinner with the Lady of the Forest about the dragon, and...
Well, that is the only other time that I have frozen. I don't normally freeze. I can, you know, focus and breathe and deal with whatever is happening. But on that day, I did freeze. Yeah. So, that is, what you saw, I suppose, because it was a dragon. I did feel like I was back there, you know.
That's horrific. I'm so sorry.
That is the only other time that I froze. The dragons did appear on the battlefield. They were different, you know, and bigger, much bigger, and quite different. I don't know what abilities these ones have. I mean, if they're dragons, but they're also in the water, so presumably it's not loads of fire. So you have seen the scars on my back, so you know what happens that day, so, and I told you about my love and all of that, so yeah, I suppose it felt like I was back there, but I don't know what else to tell you. I don't remember very well what happened yesterday.
Did I just can't imagine what real war must have been like. I don't know anyone who has ever been in one, so I can only imagine how awful it was.
Oh, don't mistake. The war was hard, it was brutal, yeah. But my time in the army was definitely the happiest I have ever been. Each day it was brutal, and it was hard. Well, I was with her, I was with my friends, I found a new family. So
did any of them survive, Sylvia? Or...
I think Van did, but I'm not sure. And please do not say this to anyone, because I think he deserted. Okay. So I don't want to get around. I don't know.
Maybe it's a reasonable thing to do after those horrors.
You are there. The army did not care who you love. They did not care how you were or anything else. They just cared about you following orders. So honestly, I had more freedom in the army than I ever had anywhere else. I got to be with my love. I found new family, new friends. But Marcus, he came from America. You know, the New World. They hate the Fae very much over there. But he married a true Fae. And he left America so he could be with her. And they had a son, and his name was Marcus. But then he found himself in the army because that is what he had done when he was in America. But then he found himself in Avor fighting the Fae again. You know, this is not. But he joined the army because that's what he had done. He had wanted to be in the structure, in with the camaraderie and all of that. He did not agree to fight Fae. And in the end, he left a couple of days before the final attack. He was just gone. So he may still be alive, but I have not tried to check because we all pretended that he was still there because, you know, they do not look on deserters kindly, but obviously after the war it was impossible to tell who was alive and who was dead, because I won't be graphic, but there were thousands of completely unidentifiable bodies. So it was very easy to disappear if you wanted to.
Wow.
I'm sure it sounds
so traumatic.
I want to believe that he is back with his family and, you know, free from all of that nonsense.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. It's a big price to pay for freedom.
Yeah,
and if it's not too, personal, was your wife there till the end, or...?
Yeah, no, she perished in the final attack as well, you know, so... You know, everyone says, oh, did you lose anyone in the war? Like, I lost everyone. So, you know, as part of me thinks, oh, well, you know, you get close to somebody again, no one knows what is going to happen.
So, oh, no, don't think that way, Sylvia. The next time could be, you know, the time.
What time?
Don't close yourself off. The time it works out.
Look, I had my chance at happiness and it was wonderful, but you know, that is over now, so.
No, I'm not going to let you think that way. It is not. You're only a few years older than me. You've the rest of your life, and I'm going to try really damn hard, as long as we're traveling together, to find you someone nice. I'm going to make it my mission. And we can start with Marie.
Finn, you have... It's not possible for me. Who would even want... But you... Who would ever... No, it would never happen. Nobody would ever even think of...
Sylvia, you're the hero. Besides, of the village.
You fight monsters. Ah, but I'm traveling with many beautiful women who nobody would look at me if, you know, the rest of you are there, of course. Please.
That's just not true.
And I am not blind to my manner. I know how I come across. I wasn't always like this, but this is the way I am now, so...
You've been hurt, but... And it's understandable. You've been through more trauma than anyone I know, and I can't imagine what that does to a person. But it surely won't last forever.
Well, I will let you know, then...
Do.
Sylvia is just continuing to look at Gwyn like.
Gwyn's gonna conjure a little robin using minor illusion and have it just like fly around Sylvia's head making funny noises just to lighten the mood.
Oh,
you must teach me how to make some different plants.
Oh,
you know, conjure them. I don't know as many types as you.
Oh, well, I can show you what I know. I can't just create loads of herbs, though, you know. I can't just... I do still need to forage. We can't just, you know, I will make all of the things that we need.
We'll have to try and share some skills when this is all over, when it calms down a bit. Oh, I'd love to know more about your magic. It's so different to mine.
Well, I just Google folks. Freud only graduated as a doctor in 1881. And even if he was around in 1872, he probably would just put everything you've gone through down as...
Mammy issues.
Yeah, or daddy issues.
Wanting to shag one of my parents and being sad about not having a penis.
So I'm afraid, as for helping her, you know, me, not only don't we know about PTSD, we don't have any sort of mental health, you know, so yeah.
No notion.
As anybody whose research this knows, PTSD was first recognized in World War I. Returning soldiers, they're described as suffering from shell shock.
Shell shock.
That was the first recorded diagnosis of PTSD.
But war format was very different.
It's crazy, isn't it? Absolutely. It was, but like people must have suffered from some sort of like, do you know what I mean?
Yes, but the trauma, but at the same time, the trauma that in our game, in the world of Feyre, the trauma that the humans suffered in the battle against Arcadia was worse than anything that any soldier has ever faced against another human army.
That's the other thing as well.
The horrors of the industrialization of war in World War One. For that to be to become a widespread phenomenon. So anyway, Sylvia, Gwyn, you have this really beautiful and tender moment, you know, quite a loving moment between the two of you as you are connecting with each other. You know, you do travel to the Tronque Forest, where you hope to.
Look at me making friends. I'm doing well.
You do, as I said, travel to the Tronque Forest, hoping to forage. So you can each give me these are bushcraft rolls using either awareness or intellect.
I guess you guys do it separately because you're not looking for the same type of plants, right?
No, I'm looking for.
Actually, I have loads of my other types of herbs, so I am going to look for healing.
Oh, you have loads of other types of herbs, yeah.
So I will just say this as well. Christ. Sylvia, if you want, you could cast Lesser Bless on you and Gwyn.
I'm gonna do that.
And don't forget, now that you are a sixth level druid, I do believe, correct me if I'm wrong,
I get to re-roll perception checks in natural surroundings.
You get primal senses, you may re-roll awareness checks when in natural surroundings and keep the higher value. So
in that case, I'm just going to roll two d20s.
But you can also cast Lesser Bless.
I'm going to do that too, I may as well.
Yeah, on yourself and on Gwyn.
What will that do for me?
It creates basically a reservoir of 3 points that you can
add
to rolls. You can add them in any way you want. You could use all 3 points in one roll, or one, or two, or whatever combination. But it's a pool of 3 points that you can add to ability checks. Okay.
Lovely.
So I rolled a 14, and then with my intelligence.
And don't forget, you have that inspiration die.
I used it. It's gone.
Oh yeah, you did use it. Sorry, apologies.
I also rolled a 14.
Okay.
Plus bushcraft, plus intellect or awareness. For you, it's the same for both for you, Sylvia.
Plus three. So okay. So that's 17. And then plus three to get Bray to a dirty 20.
Okay. And I get 21. So, yes. Perfect.
Okay. So what that means is, Gwyn, you actually have managed to forage enough that you would be able to make a superior healing potion. However, you only have, I believe, a plus three to your herbalism, and I believe you need plus four. You need mastery to be able to make superior healing tinctures.
Mm-hmm.
So you have enough to make two greater healing tinctures, and Sylvia, you have enough to make one greater healing tincture.
Okay, nice.
Okay.
I will take that success.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Fucking awesome. Okay,
you're just going to head back, and we'll say that you're going to get back to the town by about 11 o'clock, okay? Because you've headed straight to Tronquay and Forage and headed immediately back. So you just get back around 11, a quarter past 11, get some coffee in the inn, holding off and waiting to see what's going to happen next. And then at like about 11:50, you head out to the town square.
Yep.
Yes.
So at 11:50, you head out to the town square. So this is the thing: the town square is normally full of stalls and merchants and the likes. None of them are out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fair.
Yeah, normally the town square is full. Okay. You've got the merchants and the different people out with their stalls. Nobody is out. Nobody is out at all. Because everybody's expecting these dragon fates to come back.
Dragons.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
So you get out at about 10 to 11 and you see Monsieur Boissieu, the farmer, and there's like four gendarmes around him, Mayor Soivet. Monsieur Boissieu, the farmer, he's holding the sack that he had his gold in, and you folks go out, and Tito, this... the new traveler guy, he's out there with you all, and you're basically standing around for about like 5-10 minutes.
Gwyn is going to take Sylvia's hand and give it a squeeze and say, I know you don't like to be tucked, I just want to say I know you can do this, and then I just let go.
After about 10 minutes you start hearing some gasps and cries from some of the villagers in the area, as you see coming from the northern direction where the river and the forest is, a trio of dragons flying towards you all. Okay.
How is Sylvia responding to this sight?
Sylvia, I'm not going to make you give a fresh resolve roll.
No, because this time I'm prepared. Yeah, so exactly. She goes pale. She starts kind of shaking a little bit, but you can see for a moment her hands start like this. It's not a spell or anything. It's just arcane energy is kind of sparking off her hands, but she's going to realize and then put them behind her back.
Okay.
And she's just going to like Breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth. This is fine. Everything's fine. Don't freak out. Just fucking deal with this.
So, the largest...
Mina is stepping up next to you as well on the other side of you.
Oh, yeah. Mine.
The largest of the tree dragons, this one's about 5 meters long, swoops down, landing in front of the group. And as they land, their body transforms into the beautiful blonde, elf-like individual with the slight scaling along the neck. The other two smaller 4-4.5 meter dragons are just circling overhead.
Mm-hmm.
As she stands in front of you all and says, "Ah, I see you've come to your senses. Is this the fool who stole from us?" And the gendarme like give Bosse a shove in the back with their rifles, and he kind of skips. He's like,
"I love it."
Forward, he's like,
"I love it.
I'm so sorry. I was I was talking to some fairies, and I'd asked them where I could get some treasure, and they told me about your I only took a small amount. I didn't think it would be." And he hands it to her, but as he does, it drops to the ground, and some of the gold spills out, and she's like, pretty pissed off looking. He's like, "Oh!" And he starts scrambling and trying to put the coins back in, and picks it up and puts it down at her feet, and he kind of like starts scrambling back on all fours, and like, this guy is a pathetic, sniveling excuse of a man. As she looks down at you all, I looks down at the sack and looks at you. I was like, "You spent some of our coin, but I can see." And it's weird that she's like, she's not looking into the bag, but it's like she instinctively magically knows. It's like, "You spent some of our coin, but I can tell you have replaced it." Very good. And her form changes back into that of a dragon as she reaches down with her great maw, grasping the top of the bag, lifting it up, and the trio fly away.
Ooh. Wow. She was impressive. Oh!
Thank God that's over.
So the man,
in other circumstances, Gwyn or Sylvia would be turning to Gwyn and being like, "Seriously?"
That could have gone worse, yeah.
The mayor turns back to Auguste Bosse, says, "As I said, you owe the town 10 gold. And he's kind of...
with interest.
And he's like, with interest. He's like, yes, monsieur. Yes, mayor. And he's like, "Just get out of my sight." And he's like, and he turns to you all. He kind of glances at Tito again. And he looks at you all. He's like, "Thank you again, my ladies, for being here for us all. Hopefully that's the last dragon we'll see for some time."
Hopefully you're the last fool who steals from Faye.
Yeah, so anyway, right. So,
and go to mass from now on. That's what I shouted after
him. He's literally running off and like tripping over himself. It's quite pitiful. You do see villagers peeking out. They're looking around and you see, "Oh, the dragon's gone. As people slowly start to come out.
Whoa.
So.
I think we deserve a drink after that.
You do deserve a drink after that. So this is the thing. If the party has nothing planned, we can do another time jump.
Well...
let's have a few. Let's booze it up in the evening.
I know Mina is eager to leave, but you also said you're going to wait till Sylvia's arm was ready.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that still okay?
With the mayor here, I'm going to talk to him and ask him if he could, where I would organize a carriage to.
That kind of logistic stuff. We definitely want to do that.
The next time. What's the next time? Leon, is it?
Yes, Leon is the quickest way to get up north. So,
and then we take a train, isn't it?
You get the train from Lyon to Paris, and then from Paris, hopefully a train for the conveyor where Gwyn's spell revealed the location of Mina's brother. That's totally organized, okay?
Awesome.
Sylvia, you know your arm is going to be ready on the Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So we can, if you want, we can just jump to Monday.
And what I'll do is I'll ask for the innkeepers to, you know, pack us some supplies.
Some food. Yeah.
That's like so easy to do. Zero issues. About it, okay.
Yeah.
So
before we go on the Monday, Sylvia is going to go into the post office.
So on the Monday, you get up, You go to collect your armor.
Yes.
And collect your armor. You head back to the inn, telling everybody the armor's ready. And as you are, a young lad runs in, looking around. Mademoiselle Bauer? And in his hand, holding a letter.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Sylvia is just gonna, like, take it, but her hand is kind of shaking.
The postmistress told me to give this to you. It's addressed to you.
Yes, this is me. Thank you very much.
So, if you want...
Oh my god.
If you want, we can do what we did with Juliet's letter. We can tell the other party members to run off as you read the poem.
No, I don't like it when it's the other way around.
Yeah! Oh my god,
no.
If you want, you can just read it.
No, that's better because he would read it totally in private.
Sylvia is gonna, run up to her room and fucking read it.
Yeah,
just, like, honestly.
Okay.
I'm actually shaking. Oh my god.
I think this is a great... I'm not going to leave this on a cliffhanger. We're going to do this now because I will be... Just for our viewers, if I left this on a cliffhanger, my wife would divorce me. The series would end. I would be shuffled off this mortal coil.
Well, no. What actually happened was I said, I bet you'll do... I'll bet you'll, like, say Sylvia gets her letter and then you'll end the game. And then you were like, I would never... I promise I will never do that. Is what you said.
I would be divorced Mockland style. If anybody's watched the Orville, they know what that means. Okay?
It has something to do with my knife collection.
I've emailed you the letter.
Okay.
If you want Sylvia to read it privately, I will ask Vin and Mina to just mute your mute your...
I'm going to take out my earbuds, okay?
Yeah.
Your device is for a minute, so you can't hear it, okay?
See me probably. Oh my god.
Although this technically doesn't get, because you can't look at the screen because we have auto captions. So yeah, you can't look at the screen because we have auto captions.
But we don't on
Google Meet.
Do you not? You should.
No, we don't.
Oh, is that only me? Okay, great.
No,
super.
We never have. Yeah, I think we can turn them on, but I don't know. Okay. I don't know about you. I never did. But.
Okay, so Sylvia, the letter should be in your inbox. Is it there?
I'm actually shaking right now. Yes, there. Oh no, oh my god, I'm even not even looking at the fucking opening line.
Do you want to open it up and read it out to our viewers?
Oh, I don't know if I can keep my accent up. I'm going to start crying. Okay.
Would you like me to read it?
If you cry,
I will read it and please excuse my terrible Prussian accent.
Yeah, I don't know about my own. Like, I've been fucking doing one.
So, my little Lily. When I saw your letter, my heart stopped. It was such a shock, I nearly fell down. When I saw Elizabeth's name amongst the dead, I was certain you were one of the many deceased that could not be identified because of the inferno that befell our troops. You do not need to apologize for not writing sooner. The fact you could find the strength to contact me is all the proof I need of your love. If there was ever a doubt. There are not words for how sorry I am for the death of your beloved. When I saw you two together, it was the purest example of love I had ever seen. I am shocked to learn you have become a druid, though maybe it is not as much of a surprise considering how much you loved flowers back home. I am happy to hear you found a new group of friends to keep you safe and travel with. I would love to meet you and talk, to give you a hug. Forgive the short letter, I am still in shock. Please reply as soon as you can. If you know where you will be traveling to next, I will try to arrange leave from my duties so we can see each other. Love, Heinrich.
Oh my god.
And I think that is a beautiful place to pause in our story. So, thank you everybody for joining us tonight. It was a really fun session. We had dragons. We had a chaotic witch turning invisible. and a letter from one of the party members' brothers back to her. A lot of fields tonight. It was a really great session.
Oh, no. No, I'm not crying on the internet.
I'm not crying. You're crying. Okay? Thank you all, everybody, for a really great night. And we shall see you all next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Okay? So, good night, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
The party, having saved the town of Cherville from these dangerous, powerful, shape-shifting Murphy, and now getting ready to travel north via train to Cambrai, a city that is quite close to the Belgian border and will take a couple of days travel because they are going a vast distance. But this is, they know, thanks to Gwyn's spell, the location of Mina's brother, who she'd been looking for since the war and who she wasn't even sure was alive. Finally, she can be reunited with him and her family hopefully made whole again. Join us next time to see what happens. If you enjoyed this adventure and like to know more about the world of Feyre, both the system and the setting, please be sure to check out our itch.io page, fey-earth.itch.io. You will find a bunch of really great products, all pay what you want, free to download. There is our lore primer. There is our early release core rulebook, The Explorer's Guide to Feyre, a pretty comprehensive 250-page PDF with everything you need to play the game up to 10th level. There is Trouble in the North, a wonderfully fun starter adventure set in Yorkshire in the north of England with pre-generated characters and quick play guides, so you don't need to read the core rulebook, and everything you need to play a mini campaign for a party of players from levels 1 to 5. If that's a bit too much, we have a bunch of fun one-shots, The Beast of Kruth set in the Bavarian Alps and Stolen Treasures set on the foot of the Welsh Mountains, each of which can be played in an evening to give you a taste of our system. Finally, don't forget, we do have a Patreon, which is another way that you can support us. We have two tiers, a $3 tier every month in which you get fun stat blocks for fake creatures, not in our core rulebook, as well as cool magic items and fun stuff like that. And at the $5 tier, you also get access to our fireside chat, where we talk to our players about the stream, and our Patreons post questions to them that they answer, giving insights into our players and their characters.